This is a visualization to connect with the Hindu goddess of Durga. Sitting quietly, I would like you to take a moment to settle. There is no rush. This is time for you. Take some time to get comfy and find your seat of practice. You may prefer to lie on the floor, supported by a yoga mat or bolster, or maybe you would like to be seated in a chair. It really doesn't matter, providing you will not be disturbed. Your telephone is on silent. And maybe you would like to set your room up and make it as you would like it to be. You may wish to anoint yourself with some creation essence, or have a picture of the goddess Durga close by. A copy of the Connecting with Durga meditation ritual template. Or maybe just some candles. Slowly turn your mind inwards, taking time. Scan your body from head to toe to help you observe any tension or discomfort you may have. There is no rush. Just settle into this time. Become aware of your body. Get comfortable. And when you are comfy, please turn your awareness to your thoughts. Take a moment to note your mood. No judgment here, please. Just acknowledging this present moment and how you feel right now. And now it's time to set your intention, your affirmation. Why are you listening to this visualization and this mindful practice today? We are doing it to connect with the positive attributes to the Shakti energy of Durga. Take a moment to consider the wider effects of your practice today. How will this help you? Allow yourself to step back from your general life and slow yourself down. Your mind may still be busy, but please do not be concerned. Just follow my voice and the visualization as we continue. Let us begin by taking some long, slow, deep breaths, breathing in fully and exhaling completely. We will do this by breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm, bringing your full attention to noticing each in-breath as it enters your nostrils, travels down to your lungs, and causes your belly to expand. Notice each out-breath as your belly contracts and the air moves up through the lungs, back up through the nostrils. Invite your full attention to follow this breath. You may experience the air as cool as it enters your nose and warm as you exhale. Breathing in deeply, exhaling completely. As you turn more deeply inward, begin to let go of any noise around you. Simply breathe, not striving to change anything about your breath. Your breath is your anchor, and you can return to watching your breath over and over again. It is deeply comforting, deeply mindful. Just becoming aware of the gentle rise of your stomach on the in-breath and the relaxing letting go on the out-breath. Just be with your breath as it flows in and out. You may find as you are working with your breath that areas of your body feel different as they gently release. And if you feel that you need to move your body at this stage and readjust yourself, please do this. As you continue following your breath, you gently become aware of a change in energy, and you sense, possibly can even see, the beautiful warrior goddess Durga close by. She wears a red sari and has beautiful long dark hair. You notice she comes to you with her lion. Durga symbolizes the positive energy of feminine Shakti and brings you courage and protection. She is a warrior, not fearful, but full of strength, courage, and protection. You notice her eight arms, strong and bristling with her strengths and weapons. Her spinning disc symbolizes morality. The conch shell symbolizing the vibration Om. Her sword cuts away all that no longer serves you. Her bow and arrow offers strength of character. She holds a beautiful lotus flower, helping you work towards success, but with detachment. She holds a club, her symbol for love, and her three-forked trident provides courage. Finally, you notice that she holds her hand in a hand mudra, and this represents forgiveness, not only to others, but to yourself. She asks, "How can I help you? What is your obstacle and challenge at this time?" In your mind's eye, ask for her support for your personal obstacle at this time. You may ask her to support you physically emotionally, or even environmentally. Perhaps you would like to ask her for all three things in three separate questions. Just sit with her and sense her gifts of courage, love, protection, detachment, discernment, strength, and success. Let her bestow upon you any or all of these things. She may offer this to you by gifting one of her weapons or one of her attributes that she's holding. Or she may come to you through a feeling, a sense of strength, protection, comfort. Just take a moment and be with her in silence as she bestows her gifts upon you. As you inhale, feel that you breathe in the goddess's energy. As you exhale, feel that your breath is from her. Breathing in her energy, exhaling her energy. And when you are ready, thank her for her guidance. Thank her for her support and bid her farewell. Know that you can call upon her whenever you need her. And slowly release her from your mind as you start to become aware of your own body once more, becoming aware of your breath, breathing in through your nostrils and exhaling through your nostrils. Maybe you would like to wriggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes when you are ready. Remain sitting or lying quietly, but returning to the present time, to this moment, making a resolve that you will make time daily to feel Durga energy. If you are using this visualization to complete the goddess meditation ritual template, I would suggest that you now complete the action column, considering the guidance and support that Durga has offered you. It may be that you prefer to set an intention to move with the feeling that you hold the power of Durga and the attribute or strength that she has bestowed upon you. Perhaps you wish to explore the yoga goddess pose and connect with the Durga's power daily. Or maybe you're going to walk with the sense that Durga is walking with you or through you. Maybe you are choosing to speak with the sense that Durga's power comes through your words. She is not an aggressive warrior. She is a wise warrior, choosing her words carefully. Notice how you feel when you let yourself be filled by the energy of Durga. And when you are ready, I would suggest that you have a glass of water. Maybe go for a walk. Or just return to the present time in your own time, grounding yourself and returning to your day. Namaste.